The owners of the Eastfield Mall, which was the region's first enclosed shopping center when it was built in 1967, sought the change as part of an ambitious plan to redevelop the sagging property. Canna World proposed putting a retail store and cultivation facility inside a two-story, 127,000-square-foot building at the mall that once housed a Macy's store. Mary Hurley, an attorney representing the owners of the mall, told the Springfield City Council the marijuana operation is a catalyst for a $200 million mixed-use redevelopment plan that includes housing.
We're looking to revitalize the entire mall, and this will help substantially to do that.
The Eastfield Mall occupies 87 acres on Boston Road, the city's busy commercial corridor. But the number of retailers at the mall has decreased in recent years. In addition to Macy's, JCPenney, and Sears closed locations there. Hurley, a former Springfield mayor, said there are still about 50 tenants in the mall.
And we are the third largest taxpayer, so, and we're happy to pay our taxes.
Because of a buffer zone requirement, there is little likelihood that marijuana cultivation could happen in other parts of Springfield, according to Phil Dromey, the city's deputy director of planning.
By having this change, it really only opened the door for that one specific location at the mall, which would allow them to move forward.
Before Canna World could proceed with its plans for the former Macy's store, it would need a special permit from the city council and a license from the State Cannabis Control Commission. Springfield City Councilor Adam Gomez said marijuana cultivation and manufacturing could provide good-paying jobs in Springfield.
Retailers only hire about almost 15 people, maybe. This facility could hire probably up to 200, 300 people. So those are the type of opportunities that we're trying to create.
Mayor Dominic Sarno has said he wants to see how marijuana retailers fare in Springfield before inviting cultivation businesses into the city. Three cannabis companies have secured local permits and are planning to open stores in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.